Ticket out.
What?
That was
Kenneth. That was Kenneth, wasn't it?
I think it was Kenneth Williams.
That was Stick It Out by Right Said Fred.
Moving swiftly on.
I have to say that was so wrong. It was wrong.
Yeah.
This is a family show, Macca. What were you doing with that
one? What was that? Anyway, we'll talk to Macca later on that one. But
let's have a heated debate.
Let's have a heated debate. Why not? So this is, of course, linking to one of my news stories that I've been plucking out of the internet for over the past week. This one is about the Resolution Foundation that has published a report into the intergenerational divide.
Yeah.
They've suggested that the government increases taxes for older generations to help fund the NHS and provide a £10,000 windfall to help young people get a deposit on a house or pay for continued education or training.
Yeah.
That was a real mouthful to say.
You did it well, though, Tom.
I did. Lord Willetts, the head of the foundation, said that without action, young people would become increasingly angry.
Yeah, and but with action, old people will become increasingly angry.
That's the debate.
Yeah, this is the problem, isn't there? Because do you think, Tom, that there is? Do you feel you've been unfairly treated by life?
That
life has dealt you the sort of the bad card.
I don't know. It's kind of like in some situations you're thinking, really? Kind of you look at stuff that are happening and you kind of look at it and go, really? I don't know how else to explain
but,
it.
But you have to think how lucky you are, because of course when we were young we didn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
We didn't have Snapchat.
We didn't have places for people to have heated debates.
We didn't have Google.
We didn't have Like there are some amazing things that we very much take for granted.
Yeah.
But then again, in some kind of thing, but kind of more basic levels, there was a report out fairly recently that said that, I can't remember what the age bracket was, but it was labelling a certain generation. I think it may be millennials, which is like 80s to turn of the millennium.
Yeah.
Born children would be renting for their entire life.
Yes. Now, I think where young people do have it really, really hard is, of course, getting on the property ladder.
Yeah.
And this is one of those sort of really difficult situations because the different ways of dealing with it. So, I mean, the reason why, obviously, at the moment, house prices are so expensive is down to two factors. One is not enough houses being built. And the second is really, really, really low historic interest rates. Because when I first took out my first mortgage, interest rates were 15%. And now interest rates are sort of like 1%, 2%, something like that. So, unfortunately, what's happened is because of the financial crisis a decade ago, I mean, interest rates have been submerged. And that means that money flows into the hands of those who have assets, and it's not their fault that that's happened. It's the government's way of dealing with policy.
Yeah,
but isn't there another thing here, though? Isn't there a cultural assumption that we make now in this country that everybody should own their own home?
Certainly,
for my grandparents' generation, renting was the norm.
Yeah.
And that has changed over succeeding generations.
In Europe,
in continental Europe.
In Germany, I think there are more renters than homeowners. Mm. But, of course, home owning is a sort of really British thing. People do want to own their own homes.
Yes, I don't want to sort of deprive young people of that opportunity. But the thing is, I just wonder if there is now a cultural shift driven by economic circumstances when we will become a nation of renters rather than homeowners.
Yeah, but I mean, to a certain extent, things will change as houses are sort of handed on to the next generation, from parents to children when the parents die. I do think the way of solving this is actually not through tax, because psychologists say, and they're absolutely right about this, that if you give somebody something, it is only worth as half of the it's quite difficult to explain this, but the if you give somebody their gratitude for it is nothing like the horror and hatred that people feel if something is taken away from them.
Yeah.
So if I was to give you £10, you'd say, oh, thanks, James, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
If I was to take £10 out of your back pocket, your emotional reaction to that would probably be three or four times you know, the pleasures that you get from being given a £10. So I think, you know, one way of dealing with this is not to upset the whole of the older generation by increasing their taxes. What it should be, I think, is to build more houses, and that does mean fewer restrictions on planning permission and much quicker granting of planning permission, and potentially now this is a difficult subject, and God knows how you do this. You know, trying to limit the population on the UK, and I'm not talking about immigration here. I don't know whether I'm talking about you know, the Chinese one child per family, because but you know, I don't think we can sort of get into a situation where the economy is a Ponzi scheme where you have to, you know, increase the population more and more and more on a relatively small island, and you know, that is a difficult fact to take into account as well.
But it isn't. I mean, a lot of certainly flats that are built in London are snapped up by overseas investors, for rental. And I'm not sure whether that helps. And also, the other thing is, I'm not quite sure how I feel about the right to buy scheme. Not the right to buy, the buy to let scheme, where people, you know, people over the years have acquired a number of properties that they're renting out. And I feel that's. Do you think that's contributed to the problem?
To a certain extent. I mean, I do think that people buying properties for investment does cause problems, and I also think that the fact that a lot of tenancies are only sort of 12-month tenancies does mean that people can't really feel a home in any one particular place.
And don't feel settled.
I mean, it's difficult for me to kind of speak on behalf of young people, because I don't feel like I've kind of hit the stage where it begins to kind of affect me directly.
Yeah. Yes. No, I can
understand. Like, I'm on the cusp of it, so yes. I feel like when I enter university, things will start to become a lot clearer to me.
Yeah.
But it I thought it would just be an interesting thing to discuss.
No, it certainly is. I mean, I've always said over the last 10 years that I was sort of worried about there being an intergenerational divide because of what was happening with house prices.
Yeah,
You know, on the one side, it is, you know, perhaps unjust enrichment of the older generation who are the housing owning people. But equally, you know, I don't think you necessarily deal with that by taking money away from them, particularly if they're in their own houses at that stage. I know Jeremy Corbyn and Labour were sort of talking about a property tax, but it's very, very difficult for people who are asset rich, but income poor, to be able to pay that. So I think the way through it has to be through you know, better, quicker planning, and I'm afraid no NIMBYs.
And the other thing is this £10,000 isn't going to be a lot towards a deposit. Maybe we should have more shared ownership schemes with the government.
We can think about all that while we're listening to some amazing local music now. This is a Champs with Icy Sky. Back in a moment. Champs, Icy Sky, some local music here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online.
That sounded like Chris knocking at the door.
It did. It was me.
But it wasn't. It was Champs, was it?
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah.
It was Champs.
Yeah, no, it was Champs. But before that, we were talking about the Resolution Foundation's report into the intergenerational divide and how it suggests that governments should increase taxes on older generations to help fund the NHS and provide money to young people to get a house and stuff.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time talking about housing, about kind of whether it is... I can't think of for the life of me it was going.
I think what we were talking about was whether or not this £10,000 windfall is going to actually help young people get onto the property ladder, and whether or not they have been disadvantaged by the fact that interest rates have historically been so low. And I think the answer is that they have been historically disadvantaged by interest rates being low. But I think giving a £10,000 windfall to young people to get onto the property ladder is not necessarily the right way of going about it, because... given an economy like ours, as soon as you pump money into housing on behalf of people, it just gets sucked out by owners and house developers.
Admittedly, it does seem like... No, it doesn't seem like a long-term solution to me, looking at it. it kind of seems like a quick throw money at it to deal with it for the time being.
Yeah, it will just increase house prices for the next generation. So it actually just pushes the problem out a little bit more.
Yeah, I wanted to steer the conversation in a little bit of a different direction.
Okay.
And kind of think about, can we really pin like problems like this to generations? Because it seems a little bit strange to me that we're kind of pinning this to like, oh, this particular age group between X and X are responsible.
Well,
it feels like we're looking for someone to blame.
I think you're absolutely right, Tom. And unfortunately, I think people do blame older folk for the predicament that they're in. The reality is, if you read books like Nicholas Nassim Taleb's Fooled by Randomness, which is a fantastic book, and I would recommend it to anybody, and it's very easy to ascribe tough luck to groups of people and then and suddenly start hating them. So, and I know there is a lot of hate for older people for being lucky, but you know, it's different to being lucky. There's a difference between lucky and being evil, isn't there?
But isn't it all down to the politicians? I mean, I don't think it's the older generation themselves that have caused this problem. They are the beneficiaries of the economic situation which has got them where they are.
But I feel like maybe it's an extension of kind of like disagreement and kind of discourse between young people and those kind of in Parliament, because it's always like Parliament is not awash with young people, is it, really?
No. And that's a good thing.
And people have different opinions. With that, it kind of feels like, oh, well, these people are older, they're the ones making these decisions, let's kind of blame the whole, not the specific group.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're going to be annoyed at something, please be clear about who you're annoyed at. Don't just label a group, because...
No, exactly.
One person... In no circumstance, probably one isolated situation will probably not represent the whole.
Absolutely.
No, exactly.
And it works both ways, doesn't it? I don't think older people should always blame younger people for things, because one thing that James and I notice when we're out and about on the island, it's always the young people who are really polite to us, who hold doors open for us, who say thank you, whereas a lot of older people will just barge past you and not say thank you.
It is extraordinary.
It is amazing.
The politest people on the island are young men with tattoos.
Yeah, and it's the people...
And the rudest people are old ladies...
Posh old ladies.
Yeah.
With sticks.
Not necessarily posh, but posh old ladies with sticks or Zimmers.
Yeah, and you look at some of these boys and, you know, I suspect they haven't had a lot of chance in life, perhaps, and yet they are the ones who are politest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some ads now. But I was gonna say, if anybody listening, I would just like to throw the question out to you. Do you think there's a really big intergenerational divide? What are your kind of thoughts on the housing stuff that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah,
and all the kind of stuff that we were just talking about now, kind of the hate kind of disagreement with those in Parliament. You can tweet us at Vectis Radio. See you in a moment.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.